racing's all just finished at Shipley. What a fantastic day we've had. The course was fast, it really lent itself to the formation of groups. We saw some of those groups stick together, some of them just get blown apart. Excellent racing across all the categories today. We had Nikki Bramier, formerly known as Nikki Harris, racing with us. I caught up with a couple of the riders. Let's hear what they had to say. So the race has finished just a few minutes ago, and I'm here with Ben Turner. Well done, Ben. How did you find it?
Really tough course, because the hill and then the mud at the top really like test your legs, like really strength work, and the other bit was quite fast, so you just tried to recover from the effort every lap up the hill.
And were there any bits that you felt were technically more difficult than others?
Well, the hurdles, but that's what I'm really quite a technical rider, so I really like them because I was bunny hopping and we were making a bit of ground, and then the uphill quite suited me because I'm quite a light rider, and I tried to really push on them bits on the course.
So there's a lot of people here who would like to be able to bunny hop hurdles. You got any top tips for them?
Well, I'd start with smaller planks and then just build your way up, really. Just start with one and then build your way to two. I used to ride BMX, so skills come from there. But I'd just say, just make sure you're safe. Don't try and jump big ones when you're not quite capable.
Excellent, great advice. So looking forwards, Derby coming up, Nationals coming up. What are your goals for this year?
Just try and win as many races as I can and then try and get some really good results abroad.
You said abroad. Have you got any specific plans of where you're going to go?
I've got the first World Cup in Valkenburg, and I think there's a race at Niels Albert Cross in Boom the day before Valkenburg. So I think they're on the 20th of October, something around there.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, we'll all be looking out for you. Yeah. Best of luck with that, and hope to see you back at Notts and Derby again.
Yeah, cheers.
Great, see you.
Thanks a lot.
Caught up with Nikki Bramier. So, Nikki, new name, how's it going?
Yeah, new name, new season. So, I thought I'd go in with a fresh start with a new name as well. So, yeah, Matt was pressuring me for the last couple of months to take his name, and I was kind of putting it off until after the Olympics, but now he actually bought me some little name stickers for my bike, so I had no choice, to be honest.
Excellent. What's great is obviously you've chosen to race Notts and Derby League over the World Cups today, which is the superior event, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
So tell us what's happening, your plans with the World Cups and the World Champs this year.
Well, basically, it's full on us from next weekend. I'll start with there's a race in Belgium on Saturday, Neerpelt, and then the Super Prestige Series starts on the Sunday, and then it's basically full on every weekend then, all the other World Cups and European Championships, World Championships, and... Yeah.
Now, you've been around at Notts and Derby League for a fair while. For those people who don't know, just tell us a little bit about your background here.
Yeah, well, this is where I started racing when I was younger, under 12s, under 14s, 16s, and it's just great that you can kind of come here every weekend, and it's only always a 20-minute drive away or something to a Notts and Derby, nice familiar faces and stuff. So that's kind of how I got into cycling, is doing Notts and Derby Leagues, just blasting around muddy fields.
And today, you were right up there. We thought at one moment you were going to catch the winners. How does it go for you?
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't want to dig too deep today. Like I said before, I've been sick the whole week, so I was cautious of not putting myself in a complete box. You know, cross is never easy, so it's always a hard effort, but I didn't want to absolutely kill myself. So I thought I kind of was getting a little bit carried away at first, and I think I was thinking I'll just ease back a little bit and kind of conserve and save a bit of energy towards the end.
Thanks so much, Nikki. You've got so much support here. We love seeing your race. We watch you on TV. And you've got loads of support when it comes down to national champs and stuff. So listen out for us.
I will. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the support.
That's great. Cheers. Right, cheers. Thanks so much, Ben. Thanks a lot, Nikki, for giving us a few minutes of your time. Feedback we've had is that people love hearing from the riders. I'll be on the prowl if you win any of the races, or you can come and find me. Thanks also to Hina Clarion. Thanks also to MI Academy for putting on such a brilliant event today. People absolutely loved it, really enjoyed the fast flowing course, really well designed. So thanks, guys. Next week is Mark Eaton Park. When it's dry, Mark Eaton Park can also be fairly fast. When it's wet, it's a mud fest. Take a look at the weather forecast, have a careful think about your tyres, and I'll see you there. Bye.